The Klaatuinian was smiling at him. Smiling the lie.
Slow down. Looks like you forgot your change,
he said cheerfully. The other was blocking his way, was not going to let him escape. Dion panicked. He had to do something. Without knowing exactly what prompted him, Dion reached out, placed a hand on the being's neck, pinched, and said, Sleep. Wordlessly, the guard crumpled to the hard-packed ground, his eyes closed, already snoring. Someone screamed. Dion shot out his hand. At once, dozens of small objects whirled about. Handcrafted knives, hard-shelled fruits, haunches of meat, small, patty frogs. He hurled them into the thickest part of the crowd of fakes, and then jerked up his other hand, palm flat. A table laden with yellow spherical fruits lifted, and then came crashing down on the crowd. More screams, this time of pain as well as fear. Dion bent over, grabbed the blaster from the sleeping Klaatuinian's belt, and raced as fast as he could for the freedom of the sand. There was a cluster of vehicles and beasts of burden outside the ground level of the city, and beyond that was a hard-packed dirt ring that was clearly more for symbolism than function. The vehicles were lined up in neat, precise rows, except for a conspicuously empty spot near the gate where a bleeding Klaatuinian lay on the sand. Struggling to rise, one hand clapped to the shoulder that still smoked. He was wounded, but would survive. Already people were rushing to help him. A trail led off toward the desert.
He stole a vehicle,
Vestara said unnecessarily.
Yeah,
Ben said. They both had known it was Dion. Ben had reached out immediately and felt for Dion in the Force. The man was terrified, recoiling from Ben's touch as Ben had once recoiled from the tentacle friend in the maw. Vestara had known it at once, too. Ben glanced around quickly. Most of the vehicles were old and had seen better days, but there was a speeder bike that looked as if it might not fall apart when touched, if it wasn't touched too hard.
So it's time for us to steal one and go after him.
Jedi? Steal?
Vestara stared at him, astonished.
Well, borrow, really, Ben said. It's a fine old Jedi tradition, actually. Come on, let's take that one.
Vestara shrugged, reached out a hand, made a fist, and tugged. The speeder lifted up, careened over the rows of speeders, farming equipment, and one or two animals that bleated and hooted in alarm, landed, and bounced slightly in the soft sand a meter away from them. Now it was Ben's turn to stare. She'd maneuvered the speeder as if it were no more cumbersome than a pawpaw fruit. Vestara noticed his expression and shot him a grin. Ben recovered quickly.
Yeah, well, then I'll drive,
he said, jumping onto the speeder and starting it. Vestara slid behind him as the speeder roared to life, slipping her arms around his waist. Safely facing away from her, Ben permitted himself a small private smile at the touch, then yanked the handles around and followed the trail that the insane Dion had so conveniently left them.
Where does he think he's gonna go?
Ben asked rhetorically, yelling to be heard over the sound of the speeder bike.
According to the map,
Vestara yelled back,
Trima is the only major city within several hundred kilometers. If he wanted to escape, he should have stolen a ship.
Thinking clearly does not seem to be a trait when these Jedi snap,
Ben retorted. But where did Dion think he was going? On a land vessel, he'd run out of water before he made it anywhere. And yet the trail led due west, toward the sinking, bloated magenta sun.
The fountain,
Vestara exclaimed.
The fountain of the Hutt Ancients?
Why would he go there? Then again, why did the Force users who went mad do anything? To a crazy mind, he supposed it made some kind of sense.
It's the only thing other than sand that is due west of Trima,
Vestara continued, keeping one arm firmly around his waist. She pointed with the other.
Look, right there. That slight glint right on the horizon. That's it.
Oh, this was just wonderful. A crazed Force user on a speeder bike heading straight for an ancient sacred place that insisted that no modern technology approach within one full kilometer. Ben started to reach for his comlink, but he was going too fast, and the speeder swerved. Ben swore under his breath.
Contact my dad. Let him know what's happened.